Prosecutors told the jury that the case was bigger than just Tom DeLay. They told the jury that it was about corporate influence in elections and that they have the power to stop that. DeLay is accused of illegally funneling corporate political donations to state legislative candidates who are barred from receiving corporate donations by Texas law. Prosecutors say DeLay conspired to launder $190,000 in corporate funds from his Texans for a Republican majority PAC through the Republican National Committee and back to those Texas candidates. Assistant District Attorney Gary Cobb said it was the first time such a scheme was tried in Texas, at least on that scale.
I'm sure there's been cases where someone has done a little bit of corporate money where it shouldn't have gone, but it was just such a great amount in this case that that's what drew everybody's attention to it. It was just unprecedented.
The prosecution spent much of the trial trying to prove that DeLay was deeply involved in the operations of his Texas Political Action Committee and that he personally knew about and gave his blessing to the exchange of the $190,000. DeLay's lawyer, Dick DeGaren, told jurors there was nothing illegal about the swap, repeatedly telling them that no corporate money went to candidates in Texas. DeGaren expected jurors to deliberate for a while.
I'm very satisfied with the status of the evidence. They haven't shown that Tom DeLay did anything, and they really haven't shown that there was a crime at all. So I'm encouraged. I think that it might take a little while because we've got so much evidence.
DeGaren told jurors that even if the swap was illegal, DeLay didn't know about it until after the fact. Matt Largie, KUT News.